Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I am really, really happy that I saw some of the posts that were going on this morning about ads and client payments and payments for ads. I was just browsing the Social Media United Facebook group and realized that there's a lot of misconceptions in this industry about Facebook advertising. So as you dive on in, say hello. If you're watching this live with me, say hello so I know who's here. And I'm going to share with you guys why you should never, ever, ever pay for your clients' ads. This is a major no. So one of the things that I teach is that when you set up your clients with the business manager and ads manager, that you are not creating their page for them. You are not creating their ads manager. There are a lot of reasons why I teach this. It's not just because I'm like, hey, this is what I want you to do. The reason I explain that is because we all have limits from Facebook as to the number of pages that we can create sometimes. Sometimes the number of ads accounts that we can create. Another thing that comes up if you create your clients' ads managers under your business manager is that if their account gets shut down, even once you're done using it and maybe they're using it, what can happen is then it keeps you from ever being able to open more ads accounts again in the future. Scary, right? Does that scare anybody listening to this? Nobody wants that to happen. And you might say, well, I'm just doing it for now while I'm small and, you know, I'll grow my business and then do it the right way. But what if you're going to grow fast and you're going to grow big faster than you think you will? And then it affects your growth because now you're not able to create new ads accounts, or you're not able to claim your clients' assets in your business manager. There are just a lot of things that can go wrong with that. But the number one thing that I want to talk about is why you should never, never, never pay for your clients' ads. This is basically something that people do that really, really freaks me out and scares me. When I see it, it's a big red flag, not towards that person, but there's something that's really, really dangerous about this. Who here listening to this says, if I needed to, I could float a $5,000 or $10,000 loan? Anyone say you could do that? Or maybe you're like, no way, not even close. Who here says there's no way on God's green earth right now I could float a $5,000 or $10,000 loan? Right. I notice that nobody says anything when I say I could float a loan, right? Most people don't have the cash flow and assets to be able to float thousands and thousands of dollars. And so when you run your clients' Facebook ads through your own payments, what happens is you are essentially giving a free loan, an interest-free loan to your clients for 30 days. Now, if you're watching this live with me, who here says my business would be devastated if I were to have someone not pay me $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000? Who here it would be detrimental? I think a lot of people, right? Having your clients not pay you $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000, it would be detrimental to your business and to your lives. Who here says that? I know that it's something that I could handle at this point, but it would not be a good situation. Most people would be like, my business is done. I guess that's my run for entrepreneurship. So when you run your clients' ads and you're using your payments, what happens is you're essentially A, giving them an interest-free loan. B, if you set up the ads manager in your account, you're claiming liability for all of their ads, meaning that if their ad account gets shut down, it might affect your ability to create ads for the rest of forever. That's a pretty big consequence, right? What about if your client didn't pay you back? And I know what people say. They're like, oh, but Rachel, you can get a contract. You can bring an attorney in. You guys, the reality is most people in this group can't afford, right? Who can afford, you know, a couple hundred dollars an hour for an attorney? Most people don't have that budgeted into their family budget, right? So the reason that I share this is because I want to protect you guys. Now, there are times where things can change down the road. As your business grows, things can change. Maybe you have the ability to finance it. Maybe you have an agreement with a credit card or with Facebook or with someone who's loaning the money, whatever it is. That's different, but that's when you're a multi-$100,000 or million-dollar agency. Totally different game. And then when you're doing it that way, you've got credit cards with massive limits. You can handle the risk of your client not paying you back. But I want this to be like, I draw my line in the sand right here. I put my post in the ground and say, guys, it is not worth the risk. What you can do is you can have your clients set up their own business manager, and I teach this process inside of Social Media United. So you have your clients go to business.facebook.com and create their own business manager, create their own ads manager, add their own payment methods, and ultimately you're added to their account. So I'm a big believer in several things. Now, a really great question was just brought up by Fabiola, and I'm going to share my answer to this. I also believe that because we are still tiny businesses, most of us, right? Like, who here says, yeah, I'm still a small business? Many of us in Social Media United are small businesses, and we can't take on the risk of not getting paid. Like, if you were to work for the whole month and then not get paid at the end of the month, it's gonna affect your family seriously, right? Like, one non-payment means your mortgage isn't covered, or your kids' activities aren't covered, right? Those are big consequences. The companies oftentimes that hire us, they have a lot of streams of income and multiple employees, and they have savings accounts. Their situations are different than yours are. So what I want you to recognize is that it's not because you're greedy, it's because you're making sure that your own best interests are watched out for. That is why we bill upfront. That is why we do not pay for Facebook ads for our clients. All of those things lead to risks of non-payment. And honestly, it just doesn't make for a great system having to chase your clients down for payment at the end of the month. If they want the work to happen, they need to pay you. And the good news is, I do see some people who come in here and I was like, oh, no one ever wants to pay. Guys, our clients actually do want to pay us. They want to pay us because they want the work that we have to bring. And so if you present proposals and invoices in a positive way, they're excited to pay you because they're excited for you to take a burden off of their plate. So if you reframe it that way, payment is going to happen. Stay positive, stay abundant, stay excited. But honestly, those are a couple things that I want to just warn you guys about, because I don't ever want you to be in a position where a couple $1,000 bill from Facebook ads doesn't get reimbursed and it affects your family forever. So this is me saying right now, stop everything that you're doing. Do not charge for Facebook ads after the fact. Do not charge for the, do not front the cost of Facebook ads before the fact. Those things will potentially be something that are really dangerous for your long-term longevity of your business and your family. So I tell this because I care. I love you guys. I hope that you have an awesome start to your day, and I'll be in later today to answer some questions. So I'll see you all later. Bye.